I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Thank you for stopping by. In this podcast, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, stories, anything that I think could possibly inspire someone else to do the things they love doing or to find something they love doing. And also, I just want to remind us all, including myself, that life is not as serious as we often think it is. So thank you for stopping by and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey girls and guys, Ian here. It's been quite a while actually since I've made a podcast, and I suppose there's a few reasons for that. But you know, recently I feel like I probably should share, you know, a few things that are on my mind. And I guess I feel like, you know, if you have something that's worth sharing, then maybe it's a waste to keep it. And that's kind of how I felt recently. And I actually was in the pub on a Sunday a couple of weeks ago, and I met a guy I haven't seen in years, and we didn't even really know each other's names, and we you know, we don't live in the same area, but just kind of randomly bumped into each other. And he said, oh yeah, I forget your name, but you know, I used to listen to your Facebook videos and YouTube videos. And you know, he said, I usually delete all those types of things, but I enjoy listening to yours. You should make them again. And it kind of made me think that, you know, even if one person enjoys listening to something and they get some benefit out of it, well, then it's probably selfish that I don't keep doing it. So that was kind of one of the things that made me want to make another podcast. And today I just want to talk about something it's been on my mind, but it's something that kind of has such a dramatic effect on my emotions, but I think it would work for nearly anybody. And you know, so often we, and myself definitely included, get caught up in the idea of, you know, what can I get next, what can I chase, you know, in regards to careers or partners or lovers or money or, you know, any material objects or holidays or whatever. Like, you know, I get caught up so often in, you know, where can I go that I can get a good opportunity, or where can I travel so I have a cool experience. And I'm really, really fortunate. Like, I live on the Gold Coast in Australia, and it's a beautiful place. And like, I grew up in Ireland in a small town where it rains a lot and it's cold. And don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful place too, but I really feel fortunate that I live in a paradise now. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm constantly, you know, thinking, oh, if I go here, I go there, I get this opportunity. And what's really brought it up for me lately is I've been traveling to work. No, that sounded, I meant to say, I've been traveling to Sydney for work, say Mondays, coming back on Thursdays. And it kind of started out because I wanted to move to Sydney. I thought, you know, I want to move to a big city. There's so much opportunity. There's all these things happening. And I felt like I got caught in that trap of chasing this and chasing that, and what can I get for myself and what can I gain and blah, blah, blah. And I had a thought last week, you know, about how, well, on the weekend, about how much I love the place that I live on the Gold Coast already. And I was like, what if I just shift my thinking from what can I achieve or what can I gain to what can I give in the exact situation that I'm in right now? And the fucking list was endless, you know, like, and the most powerful thing was that it made me feel really good. And the main thought was, what if nothing else improved for me, but I just decided I wanted to give more? What could I give? And I felt such a burst of energy, you know, just thinking about the things that I could do to help other people or to give back to the community or different things. And I really feel like when we're thinking about what we can achieve and what we can chase and what we can get, I feel like it cuts us off, in a sense, to the abundance of the energy that flows from the universe. I feel like it cuts us off, you know, because it really takes us out of the present moment. It really makes us focus on the future or the past or both. And that pulls us out of the present moment, which also cuts us off from the flow of natural energy from the universe. And as soon as we just for a moment think, what could I bring into this moment that would help other people? Or what could I bring into this moment that would be positive? Or what could I create in this moment that would be positive? It pulls us deeper into this present moment. And it also somehow just opens up a burst of energy from the universe, and it makes us feel good, and made me feel good. And I think it's so powerful. I'm not sure if I'm communicating it properly yet. You know, maybe it'll take more time, but I just feel like it's something I had to share. And you know, sometimes when we feel like we want to take the most, that's often the time when we need to give the most. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes we might be going through a financial hardship and we really feel like we need to get some money, you know, get some security for ourselves. That's the time when we need to double down and think, what can I give right now? It opens up that flow. The same way as when we're in a relationship and we feel like we're being hard done by and we're trying to think, what can I get out of this relationship? We need to think the opposite and think, how much more could I give right now to improve this relationship? In business, it's so important. So important. You know, when a business is in financial trouble and the pressure comes from the board of directors or from the CEO or the sales manager, you know, get out there, get new business, hustle, hustle, hustle. And all of a sudden, everything's forgotten about how we should be looking after our current customers. And, you know, in a sense, we even forget what a business is. Like, what is a business? A business is a organization that creates something to serve customers and give them something that they need or want. And when a company's in trouble or when there's like bad leadership, all of a sudden it's focusing on how can we get more customers, how can we get more money, which is kind of not even what the business was about in the first place. You know, the business was about how can we create something great or create a great service or fill a gap or give something to customers that's missing. But when the company's in trouble, all that's forgotten, and it's just about how can we get more money, how can we get new customers, you know. But focusing on what you've got, being grateful for what you've got, it turns lives around. Like, I know myself personally, and it's, you know, it's quite common knowledge now that gratitude journaling makes our lives better. We focus on what we're grateful for and it creates more of that. But in business, it gets forgotten so much. You know, what's the difference between a business and a life? You know, it's just a bigger version with more people involved. And I think in business, it's so important that we can just, you know, especially when the times are the toughest, just take a deep breath, be present, and focus on appreciating what we've got. And I don't mean sitting there not doing anything, not taking any action. I mean, you know, calling our customers, thanking them, following up, asking, was everything okay? Is there anything more we can do for them? You know, take it back to the basics. You know, that can be so powerful. So I guess the main message I want you to take away tonight is when you feel like it's most important to take, that's the time when it's so much more important to give. Thank you very much, folks. I really appreciate you listening. You know, it's been quite a while since I made one. Might sound a bit bumpy, but I'll look forward to hearing any feedback you have, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. I'm Ian Dowling, and thank you very much.